Hi everyone, Drew Prode here, host of the Broken Brain Podcast. Happy 2021. I have another big idea episode for you for the new year. Today's episode title, 5 Simple But Powerful Reminders for 2021. If you aren't familiar, the podcast has grown, by the way. Thank you and I appreciate you, by the way. Welcome to all the new listeners. If you aren't familiar with the Big Idea Episodes of the Week, Big Idea Episodes of the Week, where I come with a thought, a distinction, a reminder to help bring perspective, a distinction, something that's going to help you see the world in a different place. There's solo episodes. Thursday episodes that I come out with are all about interviews and interviewing some of the top neuroscientists, thinkers, doctors in the world to help you improve your overall health and brain health. But the Big Idea episodes are really about perspective and seeing things differently. So today's episode, 5 Simple But Powerful Reminders, is a collection of five quotes that I've pulled that I think that will help you set the right intention for 2021 or build on the intention that you've already set for 2021. Let's jump right in and we're going to come guns blazing with the first quote. This first quote is from a friend of mine, Reverend Michael Beckwith from the Agape Center here in Los Angeles. I've known Reverend Michael Beckwith for many years now and I've attended service at the Agape Spiritual Center here in Los Angeles a few times. It's a beautiful place. And this first reminder is so important to remember, especially after a crazy year of overstimulation of news that we had. And already entering into 2021, we already see that if you are not mindful, you can get so sucked into the news. So let me share the quote with you and I'll give you my commentary. So the quote is, "The news, unfortunately, is designed to be the lowest common denominator of the human experience." I'll share that one more time. "The news, unfortunately, is designed to be the lowest common denominator of the human experience." If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you know I've shared this quote before. I'm such a fan because we need that reminder that as important as it is to be informed with what's happening in the world, we have to remember that this news cycle, the 24-hour news cycle, especially TV news, is really designed to be a reflection of the lowest common denominator of the human experience. What does that mean? It means that basically, let's go and find everything in the world that's wrong about humanity. Let's find the most effed up things that people are doing in the world today or this week, and then let's go put those under a microscope and tell everybody about it. We often think about the news as being something to inform us, and sometimes it is. There's great news outlets that are out there or more individual writers that are trying to actually inform and share the latest. But a bulk of the news is really designed, unfortunately, and it's not a grand conspiracy. It's just that this is what the news is, and it plays into our negativity bias as human beings. The news is designed to say, hey, look over here. Look at this crazy thing this person did. Look at this effed up thing. Look at this terrible thing this individual did. And yes, I'm big about being informed. I'm big about long format news. I like listening to and really reading things that help me have an understanding. I try to stay away from, or at least do a gut check when I've been consuming too much immediate news. And especially this past week with everything that's been going on in Washington, D.C., which I do believe is important to stay informed about, I really realized that, wow, I already started off the year with so much attention on these external things in a way that's a little bit addictive. Think about when coronavirus first happened and you were watching the news all the time, for those of you that do watch the news, and you were sucked into it. You couldn't look away. After a certain point in time, you don't feel good looking at the news anymore because, again, it's telling your nervous system, here's everything that's wrong in the world, here's what's bad, here's what's crazy. And it's not like they tell you once, it's they tell you over and over and over and over and over again. Even if you don't watch TV news, you look at your alerts from on your phone, the New York Times, Washington Post, whoever it might be, Fox, it's designed to hook you in by telling you what's wrong about the world, which is why, you know, we have an episode this week coming out with Dave Asprey on fasting. And inside of there, we also talk about how fasting is not just about food. Fasting can be about things like information. So ask yourself to enter into the week and the new year and kind of detach and deprogram a little bit. Do you need a little bit of a news fast? Could you benefit from taking a step back from the lowest, being reminded about the lowest common denominator of the human experience, and instead giving that attention to other things? If there's anything crazy that happens in the world, a friend will tell you. If you really need to check something out, you know, I always like long format news where somebody writes about something to really help me understand what's going on. And usually those pieces take a little while to be put together. Again, I'm not advocating for not being informed. I'm just saying, let's step out of the addiction. We had Marta on the podcast at the end of last year talking about friendship and living longer. And one of the things that she talked about is that people tend to be happier when they're not so attached to the news. Like I said, it's a reminder. You already knew about this, but maybe you just needed a reminder. Quote number two out of five simple but powerful reminders for 2021. It's a classic. It's from Byron Katie. And the quote says, "What others think of you is none of your business." I'll share that again. What others think of you is none of your business. If you're not familiar with Byron Katie, she's an incredible, incredible author. She has a book that I recommend to a lot of people. It has a funny title, but actually it's really profound. And the book's title is, "I Need Your Love, Is That True?" And it's not about romantic love. It could be, but it's about so many different things. It's about approval. It's about acceptance. It's about what we want from other people. And it's so crazy sometimes how wrapped up we can get in what we think other people are thinking of us. But in this quote here, Byron Katie is reminding us that it's really none of our business. Now, some of you are listening to this and saying, how can it be none of my business what other people think of me? Well, the first thing is, you can't absolutely know what other people are thinking about you. Oftentimes we're speculating and we're using unnecessary attention speculating what they think about us. The second thing is, people and human beings are fickle. Their mind changes all the time. They have opinions about one thing one day and that opinion changes another day. Do you really want to set how you feel or how you respond in the world based on somebody's changing opinions on a day-to-day basis? Now, this doesn't mean that people that are close to you, your partner, your wife, husband, your kids, whoever it might be, it doesn't mean that you don't care about how they see you in the world, right? And there is a way for finding out, which is asking them. And then if they have any grievances, any complaints, any things that they want you to address, then you can go and do that. But it's crazy how often people, you see this a lot in friendship, where somebody's like, oh, they don't like me anymore. Okay, did they say that to you? Oh, they don't want to hang out with me anymore. Okay, did they say that to you? Did they tell you that? No, that's what I feel. All right, well, if you love them, maybe, and if you care about them, maybe, how about just asking them instead of speculating on what they think of you? How much wasted time is used in the world with people wondering what others think of them? If you actually want to find out if there's something that needs to be addressed, you can ask people. That's bold. That's bold AF to really just go to somebody and say, hey, I wanted to check in. Are we good? It just sort of feels like we're maybe not as close as we once were. Or I feel like you're pulling back a little bit. I can't know for sure because obviously I'm not in your head. And I'm asking because I want to connect with you again. I want to be close together as family. And I feel like we're maybe not as close and I'd love to get your opinion on it. Instead, what a lot of people do, they think, they ruminate, and they go down a negative spiral of a story, speculating, and before you know it, they've created an entire volume of books on what the other person thinks about them. And the truth is, it's just not true. So in 2021, a simple reminder, what others think of you is none of your business. If you find this quote fascinating, I would Google. Go to Google today, stop this podcast, look up Byron Katie, and check out some of her videos and teachings. She has this process called The Work, and it's an incredible methodology of a few questions, four questions that help you really process painful and hurtful feelings that you might have towards a person or situation. And it's been very helpful in my life. I've gone to a retreat of hers. I've read a bunch of her books, and I recommend it. It's definitely one of the most recommended books that I give to people that are out there. All right, number three, the third quote in the five simple but powerful reminders for 2021. I'm going to quote myself. Yes, I'm actually going to do that. You know, I wrote something a couple years ago, and my friends always remind me of the quote because they say that it resonates with them. And I thought for sure I'd stolen this from somebody. You know, sometimes you just write a lot, you quote other people, you do podcasts. You're like, there's no way that I thought of this, but I've Googled it a few times. I put into a few plagiarism finders, and I can't find anybody that said it. So you know what? I'm going to claim it, and I'm going to own this quote as my own. And it's a simple but powerful reminder. So number three, here's the quote from me. Everything is always the way that it is until one day it's not. Everything is always the way that it is until one day it's not. As human beings, one of our most amazing talents is that we have the ability to project into the future. You know, a lot of animals don't have that same ability that we have, where we can think in terms of the future, we can imagine, and our imagination makes us human. Now, sometimes that imagination can get out of control and it can turn into projection. So we look at something that we've been working on. Take something in 2020 that you were working on, that you didn't make progress on, or it didn't turn out the way that you expected. Now, sometimes, especially when we're in the world and we see a reminder, maybe somebody has that thing that we're working on. It could be a healthier body we're trying to create. Maybe it's trying to create some financial abundance in our life. Maybe it's a better relationship with our family. So we look at somebody and we perceive them as having it. And now all of a sudden we get quote unquote reminded that we don't have it. And we think that, shit, I don't have this thing. I don't have this relationship with my partner that this other person has. It's always going to be this way. Well, it's always the way that it is until one day it's not. And this quote is really a reminder for not giving up. Of course, things are always the way they are until one day you look up and it's not that way anymore. One day, all this effort and energy that you've putting into your business, your nonprofit, your community, your child's education, your relationship, your own personal body, your own mindset, which I think is one of the most important things to put attention into. All of a sudden, one day you wake up and it's not like that, but it took those days, it took those weeks, it took those years of constantly working on it and not letting go. It's always the way that it is until one day it's not. This isn't anything new. This is a reminder. You know, this reminds me of a bonus quote that I'll throw in here, and it's from Paulo Coelho, the author of The Alchemist and a few other books that are out there. And his quote says, "And when you want something, all the universe conspires in helping you achieve it." Now, I know there's some people that are listening to this podcast and are saying, "Drew, there's been times where I've wanted things and it didn't happen." I know, but if you're still ticking, if you're still alive, you still have the opportunity to put attention towards it. And if you can put attention towards it and you keep on working on it and appreciating the journey, even if it's not the exact thing that you wanted, something beautiful is going to come out of it. Simple but profound reminder. Number four quote reminder for today. This is from Debbie Ford. "The greatest act of courage is to be and own all of who you are without apology, without excuses, without masks to cover up the truth of who you are." I'll read that again. And by the way, all these quotes are in the show notes. "The greatest act of courage is to be and to own all of who you are without apology, without excuses, without masks to cover the truth of who you are." This is a reminder that entering into 2021, double down on who you are. Now, this quote doesn't give you leverage or freeway to be a jerk. Hey, I'm just a jerk. Or hey, I'm just brutally honest, so I'm just going to tell everybody and you just have to put up with it because I'm owning who I am. No, this is really about doubling down on your strengths, on your qualities. If there's things that you intuitively feel in your gut that you have been brought here to do, to bring forth to other people, to give attention to, this is the time. This is the time to do it. If last year has reminded us anything, it's that life is super precious and that also we may not always get the opportunity to do the things that we wanted to. The world can change in an instant. And so we have to remember that our greatest act of courage is to be and own all of who we are, without apology, without excuses. If you have a dream, there's so many times that I talk to people on this podcast and we catch up on text message, and I hear about a dream that they have, something that they feel pulled towards, but yet they feel like they're apologizing to other people in their life for having this dream, having this thing that they want to put attention to. I think it's an opportunity now to take a step back from that and say, without excuses, as Debbie Ford says in this quote, without apology, and say, no, I want this. I want to create this. I want to give love and attention to these areas. I want to be healthier, happier. I want to write that book. I want to start a podcast. I want to start that business. I want to, whatever it might be. I love this quote by Debbie Ford. It's a fantastic reminder. If you're not familiar with her work, she's another great, great, great writer that I'd highly, highly recommend. All right, number five, closing us off is my homeboy, Eckhart Tolle. Probably the book that I've given out the most, The Power of Now and A New Earth by Eckhart Tolle. And this quote, one of my all-time favorites from Eckhart. And it really just reminds us that especially when there's a lot of chaos in the world, when there's a lot of chaos in the world, there may seem that there's a lot that we can't control, but there is something that we can control, and that's our inner world. So here's the quote, number five, on our five simple but powerful reminders for 2021. Quote number five, if you get the inside right, the outside will fall into place. If you get the inside right, the outside will fall into place. Let's remember not to get caught up in the external trappings of the world, the things that we want, the external affirmation that we're looking for from other people. And remember that if we get the inside right, if we feel good about ourselves, if we feel that we are honest, just, we're showing up in the world, we're doing what we want to do, we're less concerned about thinking about other people. And as Byron Katie said, what other people think about us. When we get the inside right, we're just more resilient. And it tends to be that the outside will fall into place. I think about another bonus quote that I'll share here. When I was first building my first business and second business, I would return to this quote often by Robin Sharma. I'm going to paraphrase it here because I don't have it written down. But Robin Sharma says, things are created in the world twice. First, in our inner world, and secondly, in our outer world. Or maybe it's a little bit modified. Here we go. I'm going to try it again. Everything is created twice, first in the mind and then in reality. Everything is created twice, first in the mind. It happens first inside and then in reality, quote unquote. But your inner world is more real than your external world. This is why Eckhart is reminding us that if you get the inside right, the outside will fall into place. I hope you've enjoyed these five simple but powerful reminders for 2021. If you want to make somebody's day, share this short and sweet podcast with them. Maybe they could benefit from one of these reminders too. Thanks so much. I'll see you next week.